Radio St. Pete Community Radio. This is Alexis Baum of ABC's You, the show that sees people for who they are, where they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, ABC's who?
Stephen Thomas.
Stephen Thomas. And the reason I came up to Stephen Thomas here in Seminole Park while the Easter Bunny is taking photos with kids is because Stephen Thomas seems like a very environmentally friendly person who is bringing the plastic Easter eggs to a bucket to recycle and use again. What brought you to this bucket?
My daughter had a wonderful time at the Seminole Park Easter egg hunt and just wanted to make sure that we return the favor for future generations.
I love it. Look, it's like you planned that. It's like scripted or something. Thank you so much. And like, have you been to our Easter egg hunt before?
Yes, my second time doing the Easter egg hunt. So we had such a wonderful time. Last year, our daughter was just about 4 months. So this year being almost close to two is a lot better.
Oh, so she went into the... into the four and under section. How was that four and under section? We have a special section roped off.
It was great. It was nice that she didn't have to get ran over by the other bigger kids. And she just loved just walking around and picking
things
up.
She loved it. Awesome. Well, we hope to see her again. And
absolutely.
How long have you been living in St. Pete?
St. Pete for 18 years and Kenwood since 2019.
You're in Kenwood and I've never met you before? Oh, I'm embarrassed now. Well, we're so glad to have you. We're in Kenwood. You don't have to give it an exact address, but what area?
Right by behind Haslam's.
Behind Haslam's. What's your take on Haslam's? We don't have to get into it, but like,
ooh, interesting.
Have you been watching that over
yes,
there?
Yes, I have been. I think I just want some clarification on what's going to happen in the future.
I think we all do. We all do. Did you go to Haslam's before? Because
yes.
You lived here a while.
Yeah.
Oh, what was your favorite thing to do? I've never gotten to see it because I'm so new here. I just see it from the outside. It looked like it was a treasure.
My wife grew up in St. Pete, so she used to love just going there, her favorite bookstore. Loved just seeing the cats walk around.
Oh, there's cats in there. Yep. Okay.
So just something, one of her St. Pete staples as a native.
Oh, my goodness. There's an artist in our neighborhood who actually makes little mini, like, marks. She calls it mini marks of all the, like, landmarks in the city. Mm-hmm. And she does Haslam's now, too, because we're all, like... waiting to see what happens.
Yep, I agree.
Well, thanks for sharing your story with me, and have a great Easter.
All right, thanks, Alexis.